Human Rights Campaign Suing Florida Governor DeSantis Over Trans Sports Law. By Penny Starr on June 10, 2021. The left-wing Human Rights Campaign, HRC, is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for signing legislation that protects female athletes from unfair competition with biological men who consider themselves transgender women. The Fairness in Women's Sports Act makes joining sports teams based on biological sex instead of gender identity. Girls are going to play girls' sports, and boys are going to play boys' sports, DeSantis said at a press conference as he signed the measure. Yahoo reporting is meant to promote the HRC and the LGBT agenda by noting DeSantis signed the law on the first day of Pride Month and that is targeting transgender student athlete. In a new interview, HRC President Alfonso David said it's certainly possible the lawsuit could reach the Supreme Court, and expressed confidence that DeSantis will lose what would be a high-profile case in the nation's conservative-leaning high court. HRC will challenge the law on the grounds that it's discriminatory and lacks medical justification, said David, who joined HRC 2 years ago after serving as chief counsel to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. What they're seeking to do actually doesn't make any sense, David tells Yahoo Finance editor-in-chief Andy Serwer. It would be one thing if you have the medical professionals saying we agree with you, but they don't. You also have the legal practitioners that are saying we are missing the underlying rationale for these bills in the first place, he adds. Federal law expressly prohibits discrimination on the basis of LGBTQ status in the areas that they're seeking to legislate. In April, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, doubled down on its support of athletes competing based on their gender identity. Our approach, which requires testosterone suppression treatment for transgender women to compete in women's sports, embraces the evolving science on this issue and is anchored in participation policies of both the International Olympic Committee and the U.S., NCAA said in a statement. David said if the case ends up being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, HRC would be victorious even in a high court widely considered as a conservative court because of the institution's historical support for marginalized communities. Emotionally, of course, I'm always concerned because as a community, we have not received comprehensive protections, David said. And in some cases, the court has decided against marginalized communities. But intellectually, I look at the court decisions, David said. I look at federal law. I look at our Constitution. And it would be intellectually dishonest to say in these cases that transgender people should not be protected under law. The Yahoo article claims there are more than 250 bills dubbed anti-LGBTQ legislation in more than 30 states. However, the Republican lawmakers across the board said the laws are reinforcing the federal Title IX statute that prevents discrimination in schools against female students because of their biological sex. Aside from transgender sports laws, states are also introducing legislation to protect minors from undergoing life-altering medical or drug treatment. David said HRC is stepping up its battle against science in the name of social justice. We are working with our partners all over the country to not only challenge these laws in court but also to hold the elected officials accountable. These elected officials who have advanced these bills, David said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.